much. Originally, we were going to make this on the topic of going into chinuch. The decision was to not make it on that because most of the guys wanted more hadracha and actual teaching of chaburas. I'm just going to say one sentence about the other topic. The United States of America very, very much needs committed B'nai Torah who want to be Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, for Hashem, for Torah, to go into chinuch. We need people. So enough said about that. If you want to talk to me about that, feel free to. what I want to speak to you about, obviously, it's very hard to give one set of directions for everybody. Each of you has a different, has a student, has a NCSYer who's at a different stage in the journey. So there's no one size fits all to any kind of education. That's a pasuk in the Navi. Everybody understands that. So, but I'll try to give just some general klalim, but how you apply them to your individual situation obviously varies. I'm going to speak about, this is really a topic that has come from a lot of my discussions with you and Rabbi Greijau's discussions with you. We're going to speak about how to balance relationships and expectations and high expectations to accomplish in NCSY Kol Chaburas. And also, on the way, speak a little bit about promoting healthy relationships amongst the boys themselves as well. What role can we play in promoting healthy relationships? So I want to sort of talk about our relationship with them and our expectations, but use that as a prism maybe to speak a little bit about their relationships with one another as well. I think it's a little bit more now than it was in the past. It's always been like this, but I think it's even a little bit more now. Kids are absolutely starving for relationships with people that are older than them. I saw a recent study that said that average American checks his phone how many times a day? Anybody want to guess? How many times a day does an average American check his phone? 344 times a day as of January. Average American checks his phone. People are checked out. They're not focusing. They're all over the place. They're scrolling. Parents are trying to hold down many jobs, are not necessarily home to give them attention. Kids are starving for attention. They're starving for relationships. Not only with a Rebbe, with a parent, with an older brother, with a mentor. Kids are starving for all kinds of relationships. And I mentioned before that through our relationships with them, we can model relationships between themselves. Very quick story about that. I asked Rav Dov Zinger to come speak to the DRS Rebbes. And in his yeshiva high school here, so they have an honor system. All the tests are on the honor system. There's no proctoring of any exams in his yeshiva. So they once heard, he told the story to the Rebbes, that they once heard that there was one kid who was dishonest on a test. They heard a shmur that there was a kid who was dishonest. So his response was to gather all of the Rebbes of his yeshiva together, and all the Rebbes have to come 5 minutes early to davening, and they're going to have a chabura on honesty. The Rebbes are going to have a chabura on honesty. That was the way he was going to address the issue that one kid in the yeshiva was reported to have been dishonest. So when he said this to all the DRS Rebbes, all their jaws dropped open. Like, is this guy serious? And then if you do research, you'll see that people do research about school culture. And the research shows that if you want to change school culture, let's say you're having a problem with people not being nice to each other, kids not being nice to each other in school, so the way to fix it is to fix the faculty. That's what they say. That if the faculty learns how to talk appropriately to one another, then the kids will pick up. Then that'll be the culture of the school changes first with the people in charge of the school. And I challenge everyone a little bit to think a little bit about how we talk about each other's yeshivas, how we talk about each other's ball-playing ability, how we talk about each other's, I don't know, learning ability, I don't know, other things that we talk about with each other. And in terms of how we talk to each kid about another kid, I mean, one of the things we're going to talk about relationships is that you never embarrass a student in front of somebody else. That's like an absolute no-no. You never do that. You never call out somebody. I will tell you a story of like, and I'm usually very, very sensitive to this. One time, like 15 years ago in NCCY Kollel in a shiur, I used to give shiur every morning. I made a mistake. There was a kid, that was a very rough, I had a very rough group in my shiur. We were learning outside in our shiur room. We had no shiur room for us. They were like outside in a tent somewhere. It was not a good situation. One kid, I was in the middle of teaching, like we were in the middle of making a point, and one kid, he had brought his breakfast to the shiur, which is okay. And in the middle of my teaching, he like stands up and he just slowly lets all of his Rice Krispies fall out of his mouth. Like, he was in the middle of eating, and like, he just let all of his food, I'm in the middle of a run, he just stands up and lets all of the food out. And like, I always drink water, by the way. If you get nothing out of this morning's talk, other than you must drink water the entire time when you're teaching. Just have water there all the time and keep sipping it. Good, now you got something out of it. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. When I first started teaching, I used to lose my voice every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks I lost my voice, and I couldn't teach for 3 days. Anyway, drink water the whole time. Anyway, I'm drinking water, so I just was so blown away. I took the water and threw it right in his face. He didn't forgive me for it for about 3-4 years after that. He didn't forgive me for 3-4 years for doing that. I apologized like 100 times. Again, he was wrong. He was being unbelievably disrespectful, but that wasn't the right move. It was too embarrassing. I shouldn't embarrass him in public. It was wrong. It was wrong to embarrass him in public. After about 3 years now, Baruch Hashem, we have a good relationship. He accepted my apology after like a few years. But you don't do that. You don't call somebody out in public. Just one more word about how important relationships are. Obviously, and again, I know you don't need to hear this, but if we're talking about balancing structure and expectations with relationships, clearly on Kollel, everywhere the relationships are more important. On Kollel, they're very important. It's a Mishnah. Heavy mitamadov shel Aaron. Oiv shalom, rodiv shalom. Oiv esabrios u'makarven l'Torah. You're not going to be makarv anybody to the Torah if there's no oiv esabrios. I once heard a beautiful vart, and this will finish the Torah for the morning. This will be the last piece of Torah. B'li neder. I heard a beautiful idea from Rav Gershon Miller. I think he's the Mashkiach in Gateshead. I was once at a Torah Masorah convention, whatever, for another story. But they honored my grandfather, whatever. Anyway. But he said, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Koshe kamoves ava. Love is strong like death. Very, very jarring kind of a mashal. Koshe kamoves ava. Love is strong like death. Like the Navi couldn't, or Shlomo Melech couldn't use a better description to describe what love is like. Love is like death. So he wanted to say, quoted from somebody, he wanted to say that there's only two things that you just cannot, you can't deny them. You can't escape them. Death, you can't escape. You can't escape death. When it's your time, it's your time. And love, you can't hide from it. You can't get around it. When someone shows love to you, it's very, very, very hard not to like be drawn into that. If someone really, really sincerely cares, it's very, very hard to avoid that. It's like it's an emotion that's so overwhelming. It's hard to deny. Just parenthetically, whatever. A great mechanech once told me at my father's shiva. He said that was my father's secret. That the reason my father was so successful in chinuch is because he just simply really, really sincerely, MS, cared about every single kid. He cared so much the kids had no choice but to respond to him. They had no choice. Aza kamavas av. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about the main thing that I want to talk about, which is how to balance relationships with having expectations. And I want to stress a couple of things about this point. Every single kid who came to NCCY Kollel was deciding between, some kids just knew they wanted to go for sure, I don't mean that, but any kid who was deciding chances are he wasn't deciding between Morashah Kolol and NCSY Kolol. Maybe there are a couple of kids who are like that. Maybe a couple of kids. I know a few actually who were deciding between Morashah Kolol. But those kids are not who we're talking about right now anyway. Most of the kids, when they were deciding where to come, they were deciding between a program where there would be less expectations about learning versus Kolol where there are more expectations. I like to say that the only worse decision than deciding to come to NCSY Kolol is to decide to come to NCSY Kolol and get nothing out of it. Because then you really should have gone somewhere else. You would have had a lot more fun. If it was just about fun, there's a lot of programs that focus only on fun. Every kid who comes deep inside wants to accomplish something. That's why they chose to come here. I guess maybe there's some kids whose parents forced them to come here, but it's not the overwhelming majority. The overwhelming majority is they want to come. I'm reminded of my discussions with seniors. I do exit interviews with seniors every year. At the end of the senior year, I ask them about, you know, what they regretted about high school, what they got out of it, which parts of it they liked, what they didn't like. And almost invariably, the ones who didn't have a successful senior year say, I'm really upset that I didn't take more advantage of senior year. We don't want our NCSYers to be in the position of telling us on the last night of Kolol, the last week, you know, I really wish I would have gotten more out of it. I really wish I would have taken more. And there are going to be many, who have the potential of feeling that way. The kids are coming here to accomplish. You guys are in most cases the most important dimension, the most important aspect of having these kids feel like they accomplished. You're the number one mashpia on them, honestly. Obviously, they're Rebbe in a different way as well. They're going to learn a lot of Torah from them. If you'll think about the biggest influences in your life, think for one second about the biggest influences in your life. Were they just people who you sat around and chilled with? Just people who you just sat around and schmoozed and shot the breeze with? I don't think that you'll find that the people who you grew the most from in your life are the people who you just. And again, I'm not going to say that there's no value. And again, obviously, different kids, different. There's different. There are some kids who I think just if they walk away from the summer with a relationship with you, dayedu. But that's not the overwhelming majority of the kids in Kolol. That will not be a successful summer for the overwhelming majority of kids. This program is about growth. And if we don't have some expectations, if we don't leverage our relationships and make sure that the kids understand, not that the relationship is lo lishma, chas v'shalom, I love you no matter what you do. You spit in my face, you throw water in my face, I love you anyway. You pour cereal out of your mouth at me, I still love you. And it doesn't have to be a contradiction. But we need to have some expectations. What are our expectations? Our expectations are that the kids are going to show up to Chabura. And if they're not going to show up, we're going to try to call them out on that. I like to have really only like three rules. And anything, you know, show up on time. Never say anything negative about another person. And just talk one at a time. Those are my like three rules that I have in mind. I don't have much more than that. And it's all about... And the yisod of all three of them is the same thing. Respect. Respect. Respect for the other guys in Chabura who want to learn. If you're not there, you're taken away from the other guys. They're going to feel like I shouldn't be here either. If you're not going to come on time, the guys who come on time are going to... And again, you don't call them out in public, but maybe privately afterwards you have to say, you know, you're so important to my Chabura. You're so important. I need to accomplish. I really want to achieve. It's so important to have you there. It's so important to have you there on time. It's so important. It means so much to me as a madrich that you're there and you're participating. You add so much. Always in the positive, the positive, the positive, the positive. Always in the positive. But to have those expectations, the kids should be there. They should be there on time. They should put their head down. Again, I don't mean that every time a kid, you know, but I'm saying privately outside, a kid's going to put his head down and go to sleep. It affects the other kids. The other kid says, oh, this kid's sleeping, and I want to sleep too. So certainly all of us, you know, prepared a lot. We brought our packets. We showed the kids how excited we are about the learning. We're there first. You know, even if no one shows up, it's so important that the madrich be there before all the kids. It shouldn't be that we're like, you know, we're like rolling in, you know, a few minutes late. If we roll in, Rabbi Schechter once said to the smicha students at a Chagas smicha that I was at, if the rabbi learns during Chazaras Hashatz, the balabatim will be on their phones. That's whatever we do. When you're a parent, you'll know that whatever little problems you have as a parent, your kids take your problems and multiply them times 100. If you're a little bit lax with certain things, your kids will, and NCSY Cole is the same thing. If we're a little lax with certain things, if we're a little bit lax in the way we speak, if we're a little bit lax, so then the NCSYs take that as a heter to go to run with it. Maybe it's not fair, but they take it as a heter. So we need to have, to me, one of the most important traits of teaching Bechlal, and have it, to me, we need to have confidence. We need to have confidence. Self-confidence is one of the most important traits that a person needs to have teaching. To have confidence, to have expectations. I told you guys before the summer, I believe strongly in the phones in the middle. Structure. I think that kids benefit a lot from having a similar kind of a structure every day. But of course, sometimes you want to mix it up. That's the great thing about having a structure, is that when you can mix it up, it's actually something exciting. When I say structure, maybe it means for the first 10 minutes we're doing this, for the next 15 minutes we're doing this, and then we're going to take a little break. For some guys, a break is great, they need a break. For other people, once it's a break, you're lost. So that's where the Chanoch Lanar al Pidarko comes in. But we need to have expectations. So I'll address that, and then let's hear from you guys, because it's really enough for me talking, maybe just a few minutes of hearing from you guys. So the answer, the question was, what are you doing? The kids still spitting in your face afterwards and not listening to a word you say? So the answer is that you have to, without losing the sense of I care about you every second. It's not a contradiction. Every kid knows when you really care about them and when you just like writing them off. We never write off a kid, ever. You never write off a kid. But you have to leverage the relationship a little bit. It means you got to talk to them outside of Chabur and say, listen, I need you to be here. And again, if once in a while a kid doesn't show up, or a kid puts his head down, or a kid doesn't, that's one thing, and that's okay. Once in a while we could understand that, and you just remind them. But if Rabbi Granger is saying the kid is constantly not doing it, you have to ramp it up, which means you got to go to the head madrich, or you got to go to somebody else and say, you know what, I'm really struggling with this guy. He's not coming to Minyan for a week. If there's a kid on Kol who hasn't come to Minyan for a week, somebody else needs to know about it. You're not being successful getting that kid to come to Minyan. Maybe somebody else will. You got to go talk to Rabbi Granger, or Dr. Rabbi Turetsky, Rabbi Israeli, or talk to me, or talk to somebody else. Someone else has got to, if you're not reaching the kid, someone else has to. You're not being a bad guy, you're not being a snitch, you're not being a, someone told me a kid called him a narc. I don't know what that is. I thought that had to do with drugs, but whatever. But a kid called him that for, no, you know, every camp in the world, Camp Morasha, Camp Lavi, you have to go to Minyan. It can't be that an NCSY Kol, it's optional. It's optional, you don't have to come to Minyan. That's not good for any of the kids. If none of us would do that, you know, then we have to call the kids out on that. If your kid hasn't come to Minyan for a week, you got to tell somebody about it. Tell me, someone's got to ramp it up. Someone's got to, you know, speak to me. Not in a negative way. We're not about getting people in trouble. We want to do it in a positive way. But you got to call the kids out on it. And if you're not being successful calling them out on it, in a nice way, it's disrespectful. I don't believe any kid really inside wants to be disrespectful. They don't really want to be that way. They don't realize that they're being it that way. So you got to call them out. You got to talk to them. You got to demand it. And if you're not getting it out of them, then go to somebody else. Ramp it up. Ramp it up. Say, listen, you tell the kid, listen, I really don't want to get you in trouble. I love you. You're such a great kid. But like, if you keep on spitting in my face and interrupting the learning in the Chabura, and you keep on going, I'm going to have to go talk to somebody. I really don't want to do that. But I'm going to have to go talk to somebody else. I don't want to get you in trouble. I really don't want to. And if the kid keeps doing it, again, you got to be flexible, but you got to stand for something also. And if you're going to sit there and have a kid spit in your face the whole time, you're not going to accomplish what you need to accomplish. I spoke way too much already. Let's get some just a little bit of conversation going over here. And again, I know that when you speak, you're not talking about yourself. You're talking about the other guys, Chabur. So it's okay. All right. So just please, let's be honest. Let's be real. Let's be willing to be honest. Yeah, Effie.
Let's say you have in the Chabur different types of kids. Let's say like you might want to take a break and go for one kid, bad for the other. So how do you balance that?
Right. So we all have that issue. For some kids are in it. Some kids agree a break is good. Some kids not. So you got to compromise. Let's say it'll be either a very short break or maybe it's a break towards the end more. So you know, you've got to compromise, but you're right. There's no answer that answers everybody. But you know, I would recommend with trying to extend it as long as you can go. And you still have most of the kids in the Chabur in. Try to do what's best for most. Try to do what's best for most, not necessarily what's best for every single one. Yes. Attention span less than 2 minutes. So what I would recommend in that kind of situation is you have to, you know, to involve them, you know, I don't know, but every 2 minutes, when you know, they say, I think the goldfish has 9 seconds of nowadays people have attention span less than a goldfish, typical kid. But you have to involve them. You know, you're going to ask them a question, you're not going to do it every 2 seconds, but every 3 or 4 minutes, you want to throw a question their way, ask them to read a word or 2 words, and go around the room and make sure each person is involved. It's obviously very, very difficult. People have very small attention spans. And again, you may want to ask them in the middle, you know what, go take a break for 3 minutes and come back, or take a break for 5 minutes and come back. Maybe that'll get them, you know, give them a break and get them focused again. But again, unless you see them go back and come back, obviously you don't do that. But yeah, fish.
Do you think it's problematic to, like, play the guilt game a little? Like, my guys are respectful guys, and there's times where they're very noisy, and I'll be like, guys, I worked really hard on this. Do you think that's, like, problematic? Because then they usually be quiet.
So, that's a great question. I'm a little bit torn about it, because it shouldn't be about you, it should be about them. I'd rather you phrase it slightly differently by saying, you know, we have so much to accomplish here, you know. I really worked hard at giving you guys good stuff to learn. Not so much about you wasting my time. I wouldn't say that. I'd say you're wasting your time because I really put a lot into this for you guys to grow from it, and you guys are going to lose out on the growth. So I do think you have to leverage and say, listen, I did put a lot in. Look, if it's working, you know, I'm okay with it.
No, but most of the time it's like that.
Good, okay, but there's something, you know, a little, you know, it shouldn't be about you, it should be about them. Yeah. Daniel, right?
How would Rebbe be able to spread more positivity in the Chabur? I feel like a lot of times the guys like that, like, great things, like, they don't even involve themselves. They don't either don't involve themselves in whatever it's media at all. Everything's always like, you know, there's not enough. There's always the complaints. How do you change it into a positive type of Chabur and be able to get the guys, like, you know,
that are Yeah, so the only thing I can think about, and I know exactly the type of kids we could all relate to that, a lot of kids are just negative about everything on call, negative about the ball, negative about the trips, negative about the food, negative about the air conditioning, negative, 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 negative about Israel, like the spies, basically. The only way thing I can think about that, again, aside from privately speaking to them about them and just like trying to figure out where that negativity really comes from, where the root of it is, you have to just over-exude positivity. You know, you have to exude positivity. Only you have to model positivity. I wouldn't run with it with them. Yeah, that stinks. You know, on the one hand, you might be tempted to do that, but I think that you have to try to show that you see the positive in things. You see the positive in people. You see the positive in them. You see the positive in Torah. You see the positive in life. They should learn from you what it means to be positive. I think you have to go out of your way to make sure to never say a negative word about anything or anybody, because they need, like the Rambam says, when you have a bad meeting, you got to go all the way to the other direction. I would say they probably need a lot more the other direction. Yeah, Sammy.
4 out of 5 guys.
Okay, you're batting 800. That's pretty good. 4 out of 5 kids hand in their phones every day, but one guy refused to hand in his phone. I would just outside Chabur talk to him and say, you know, like, you just don't realize. I just want for you to grow this summer. I want you to be so successful. You don't realize having that phone in your hand is like
it's distracting a lot. You see the other guys are doing it, maybe if you just join in a positive way. I wouldn't like, if you really try 1, 2, 3 times outside asking them, please, if you do it, he won't do it. If you got 4 out of 5 working out, but then if it starts to be 3 out of 5 or 2 out of 5, then I think you gotta maybe bring in somebody higher to like speak to him. But if you still got 4 out of 5, you know, that's batting pretty well. Yeah, Yonatan.
You say it was for a week?
It's just continuous, or it seems to be obvious.
Yeah, so you got to be careful about that, but I think that you should try to
see the question.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's a good point. The question was, if a kid seems to be consistently missing Minyan Chabura, claiming he always has a headache, and it seems to the Madrich that it's not really quite a headache, it's really, he's ditching more. So what do you do?
It's a great question. It's hard to call out kids on that, but again, you have to use your judgment. If it's once in a while, then obviously let it go. If it's more consistent, I think you got to try to talk to yourself without like suspecting, just say like, is there a migraine? Is it like without saying you're suspected, but push him on it. If you still don't get anything, then you got to ramp it up to somebody higher again. You got to tell Rabbi Teretsky or tell Rabbi Grazia, or tell somebody that someone else has got to get involved and ramp it up. Okay, let's see, two, three more minutes, and then we'll let you guys get back to what you really want to be doing. Yes.
If you have a guy who likes to argue a little bit, he likes to fight, you know, on every little point, you say A, he says B, not necessarily the sugya, but with regards to anything that, is going on with Chabura. How do you, that's how you recommend, you know, we keep things focused and don't get, derailed and fight about the heart.
So if it's about the learning, great. Even though I hear what you're saying, I think what you may want to say to him is that you're making a great point. I hear what you're saying. Let's continue this right after Chabura. I'm happy to talk to you about this for a few minutes after Chabura, but we have a lot else to accomplish now. I want to hear what you have to say, and let him talk for a little bit. Give him his attention. Give him his space. But after a couple of times, there. Okay, listen, we got to go further now. Yes, Besser, what's your first name?
Yoni.
Sorry, Yoni. Follow
up to Ari. What if by the kid talking constantly,
yeah, so you got to just privately, not in front of the other kids, privately say to him, I really want to hear what you have to say. I know you have a lot of opinions about things, and I love hearing your opinions. You probably don't realize it, but you're expressing your opinions so much that you're not letting the other kids talk enough. So, we're going to have a little sign in the Chabura. I want you to talk for a few minutes, get out your opinions, but sometimes in the Chabura I'm going to say, do me a favor, let's continue this. I'll privately continue this after Chabura, but I want to hear what some of the other guys have to say as well. I think a kid would understand that. Yes?
The transition from the beginning.
Ari.
Yeah. The transition from the beginning of Chabura, more confident, I'm trying to don't get the spending the learning. It's very challenging.
Yeah, great question. How do you transition from the opening hack of Chabura into that? So what I would do, that's a great question. What I think you should do is you should try to set a time limit. Like the guys know, this is when we're actually going to really start. We're going to hack a little bit in the beginning because I care about you. That's Daf Aleph. You guys remember my Daf Aleph story? Right, the Gemara starts in Daf Beis, Satmar Rebbe said, because Daf Aleph is getting to know you guys. Anyway, so Daf Aleph, a few minutes in the beginning. How you doing? How was last night? That's okay. But there should be a certain time. Where we know, okay, guys, it's time. Now, again, as the summer goes on, the time might creep back a minute, 2 minutes. But you don't want it to creep back too much, right? You want to, it's like in Shir, in September, in May, is like it's a whole different story. But it's got to be a little more time. Okay, one more minute. Yes, Pollock, what's your first name? Rafur Shlema. Sorry to hear that. What's your first name?
Ari.
I knew that. Yeah, okay.
So let's say for Chabura, let's say it goes off topic on a tangent a little bit. So it's still a healthy topic. It's a Torah related topic.
Great.
And it starts going on a little bit less Torah topic. At what point do you say this is a Chabura vibe? This is something good to create a Chabura vibe with Chabura? At what point do you say it's a little bit too much off track?
That's a great question. Depends on the guys. There's something called constructive batala also. If you see that there's a good conversation going, you know, I would let it go a little. Again, depends on the level of guys. Some of the maybe the more motivated guys, you'd let it go a little less. Some of the less motivated guys, maybe let it go a little longer. But it shouldn't go on forever. But it's not a bad thing, even if it's creating a nice dynamic and a vibe with the chaburas, because that could be a precursor for a future good conversation. Okay, I'm around. Okay, one last one. Yeah, David Avraham.
If you have a chabur with, like, some guys are holding much more and they're able to chaf much quicker, at what point do you say we keep chazer for this guy, or do you say we keep going?
Awesome question. Again, I think you try to go by the majority. The majority. You want the majority with you. If the majority has it in one guy, you try one more time, he doesn't get it, you go further. Or you tell the guy, listen, I know you're having trouble. It seems like the other guys are going to get out of it if I don't go on. So I'll try to review this point with you afterwards. I'll try to get the afterwards, but try to follow the majority. If the majority needs more review, then you review. If the majority is not, now. Okay, guys, I'm around for you. I'm here. Usually I'm up here night seders. I'm down there morning seders. Afternoon, I'm usually a little bit there, a little bit here, but mostly the time to get me is, if you have any questions at all, morning seder down there, night seder up here. I'll try to be here, and please feel free. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. Anyone who's in the room, I think with this year we have a